So Christmas is near, and 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born to this world.
我们知道耶稣他本有神的形象，但是他却甘心取了奴仆的样式，道成肉身来到我们的当中，为了要拯救世上所有的罪人。
So we know he who, being every nature of God, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.Save all sinners.
于是他出生在一个卑微的马槽，成为一个木匠的儿子。他生活习惯跟一般普通人没有什么不同。
So he was born in a manger, a son of a carpenter, and lived an ordinary life.
但是我们都知道，耶稣有一个最正确的身份，就是三位一体的中的圣子，也就是神自己。
But we all know who Jesus is. He's the Son in the Trinity and God Himself.
那今天我们在座每个人可能拥有不同的身份，那有些身份呢是让我们引以羡慕，或是让我们引以为傲的。
So we all have our own identities.
好，那例如某某总裁啊，某某经理、主管、董事、顾问、教授、医生、律师、工程师等等等等这些的头衔身份。
So such as we have CEOs, managers.Controllers, board member, consultant, doctor, lawyers, and so forth.
那在教会当中，我们也有不同的身份啊，例如说小组长，例如说主席、执事、长老啊，还有牧师、传道等等。
And also in our church, we have team leader, a chairman, deacons, elders, and pastor and evangelist.
那在家庭当中，我们也有不同的身份，例如说是丈夫。妻子是父亲，是母亲，是婆婆，是媳妇，是儿子，是女儿等等身份。
And also in our homes, we have husband and wife, father, mother, and in-laws, and son and daughters.
但你知不知道，在众多的身份当中，最正确的身份是什么呢
？But do you know your true identity among all this?
有一只刚出生的小老鹰，它不小心闯入了一个鸡舍里面。
A newborn eagle.Wandered into a chicken coop.
那这母鸡看到它呢，它觉得很奇怪，以为它是其中刚孵出来了一只小鸡。
So the hen took him in as a chick.
所以它就把它慢慢的把它养大了。刚开始
，So she raised him.
刚开始这只小老鹰呢，跟其他的小鸡没什么两样。后来慢慢越长越奇怪啊，越长越奇怪。后来它自己也接受那个样子了。
So the eagle looked like other chicks at the beginning, but more and more, she become looks more and more different.
那其他的小鸡呢，也看习惯了，所以也都不在乎了。
Since they all grew up together, so everybody got used to it.
直到有一天呢，一只松鼠跑来告诉他说：“你不是鸡，你是老鹰。”
Till one day, a squirrel came to her and told her that you are not a chicken, you are an eagle.
你应该上面飞的，你不应该在地上跑的。
You're supposed to fly, not run around.
那这只小老鹰不理会他，一直认为说这只是一只长得奇怪的小鸡而已。
So the eagle ignored the squirrel and then just stay where she is.
后来又有其他动物跑来告诉他，你越看越像老鹰，你根本不是鸡。
And then later on, more and more animals came to her and tell her, "You look like more like an eagle."
本来这是小老鹰不理会他们，认为他们胡说八道。但后来他半信半疑的，真的吗？我真是老鹰吗
？And then the eagle started to wonder.
所以，如果我是老鹰，为什么我不能飞呢
？He said, "If I am an eagle, why I couldn't fly?"
这时候，这个鸭子就说话，说：“你没有真的去试过，你怎么知道你不会飞呢？”
And then the duck came over and said, "How will you know if you haven't tried?"
有一只兔子就跑过来说了，我看见了老鹰呢，是在练习飞翔，都是在悬崖旁边的，你敢去吗
？So and then a rabbit came over and said, "I saw eagles fly by the cliff. Do you dare to go?"
哇，这只小老鹰就那里犹豫不决，最后他提起勇气，真的跑去悬崖那边试飞，一飞，果然他真的飞起来了。
And then finally, the eagle went and tried.And surprisingly, she find out that she can fly.
所以终于他知道，原来他真的是一只老鹰，而不是小鸡。于是他的身份，正确的身份被恢复了。
So and finally, she find out she is an eagle, not a chicken, and she find out her true identity.
同样的，你我们也需要恢复最正确、最真实的身份，这样才能够让我们的生命活出最大的价值。
So you and me also needs to realize our true identity to fully live out our value.
那作为一个基督徒，我们不是只是一群拿到天堂护照，天天来礼拜，每天每个星期天来做礼拜，等着上天堂的人。
So as Christians, we're not a group of people who have obtained a passport to heaven.
也不是光会唱唱诗歌，然后偶尔读读圣经的人。
And we're not a group of people who sing songs and read Bibles.
更不是自命清高、与众不同的宗教狂热分子。
And also, we're not a group of people who are arrogant and religious fanatics.
当然，也绝不是那搞不清楚状况的迷途羔羊、糊里糊涂的基督徒。
And also, we're not a group of lost lamb, confused followers.
其实，成为基督徒是应该有一个身份的。
So as Christian, we have our identity.
那什么是基督徒的身份？
So what is our identity?
基督的身份，基督是我们有很多的这个身份，例如说我们是基督的使者，基督精兵，主的门徒，神的仆人，或是主的管家等等。
So as Christians, we have many identities as the ambassador and army of Christ, God's servant and disciples.
这些都是很荣誉的身份，作为基督徒而言。
So we all know those identities.
但是身份的改变跟身份的恢复是不同的。
But there is a difference from change identity to restore identity.
身份的改变是我们本来身份是 A， 但是呢，我们身份改变就成为 B 了。
So changing identity is from A to B.
例如说，我们过去是中国公民，但今天我们就变成美国公民。
For example, you were a Chinese citizen, now you become American citizen.
我们过去从基层的职员，现在变成公司的主管。
From employee to manager.
我们从罪恶的捆绑的奴隶当中，我们变成圣洁国度当中的神的祭司。
From the slave of sin to people of God.
所以，但是身份的恢复呢，就不一样了，不是从 A 到 B 了。
But restore our identity means different.
那他乃是本来的身份是 A。只是因为某种因素他造成 B， 或是他以为他是 B， 最后的又回到 A， 那就是恢复了。
So restore is you are from A， but for some reason you become B， and then you turn back to A。
例如走失的流浪狗在外面流荡，被主人寻回，可以重新回到温暖的狗窝。
Such as a dog was lost and became a street dog, but the owner found him and bring him back。
例如弃婴被人收养，长大之后他找到亲生父母，可以认祖归宗。
And also, abandoned baby was brought up, but when he grew up, he started looking for his own parents.
又例如皇帝微服出巡，体察民间疾苦，但是呢，当他回到皇宫穿上朝服，又是一国之君了。
And also, like the king wearing plain clothes to survey the country, but when he come back to the palace, he put on his emperor's clothes again.
那这些就是身份的恢复。
And those are examples of restoration.
那当我们接受主耶稣的救恩之后，我们成为基督徒，我们都会有身份的改变。
So when we're saved, we change our identity.
但是不一定我们都会有身份的恢复。
But doesn't mean we will restore our identity.
而且这也就是为什么有些人信主之后仍然生命愁苦，他们人生道路不能够经历神所应许那丰盛的生命，得不着那福杯满溢的喜乐与满足，就是因为他们的身份没有被恢复。
That's why there are so many Christians who still have worries and can't experience the blessing and joyful life.
可见我们基督徒要恢复那正确的身份有何等的重要。
So how important it is as a Christian to restore our identity.
那假如你还不是基督徒，我相信今天的信息对你也同样很重要。
And even if you're not a Christian now, but I still believe today's message is crucial to you.
因为你今天尚且虽然你尚未信主，但是其实在神全能奥秘的恩典拣选主权当中，说不定你已经拥有这些特别的身份，而你自己并不知道。
Maybe you haven't become a Christian yet, but by the grace of God, you might already obtain those three identities. It's just you don't know yet.
因此接下来我们要一起来探讨如何将这隐藏的三种正确的身份恢复过来。
So, and then we'll discuss how to restore our three identities.
好，第一个身份我们要恢复的是儿女的身份。
So the first one is restore your real identity of children of God.
好，我们再次来读一下罗马书第八章十五到十七节。
Let's read Romans 8:15 through 17.
好，预备，请。 因此从政我是神是对也是好在旧约神拣选以色列人成为他的百姓并且称他们为神的儿女
So in Old Testament time God chose Israelites to be his people and call them sons and daughters of God
然而呢神耶和华却说祸哉这悖逆的儿女他们同谋却不由于我结盟却不由于我的灵以致罪上加罪
But God said, Woe to the obstinate children, declares the Lord, to those who carry out plans that are not mine, forming an alliance but not by my spirit, heaping sin upon sin.
那第九节又接下来说，因为他们是悖逆的百姓，说谎的儿女，不肯听从耶和华训诲的儿女。
And then Lord said again, These are rebellious people.Deceitful children, children unwilling to listen to the Lord's instruction.
在耶利米书接下来在三章二十二节又 同时又这样说，他说：“你们这被盗的儿女啊，回来吧，我要医治你们被盗的病。”
And also in Book of Jeremiah, Lord said, "Return, faithless people, I will cure of your backsliding."
我们看见神从来没有放弃过他所拣选的儿女。一直等待他们能够回头，重新恢复这儿女的身份。
So we can see here, God never gave up His elect, waiting for them to return to restore their sonship.
那你说，哎，那是在旧约嘛？今天新约不同的啊，我们又不是以色列人。
But you would say that's in the Old Testament, they're Israelites. We're living in the New Testament era.
其实今天我们是耶稣基督 用他的宝血与我们所立的新约所以我们神同样的也用他恩典所选召的信徒也有同样的期待所以在哥林多后书第六章十八节这样说
So, but we are under the new covenant of his blood
我们一起来读这一段经文好不好
Let's read 2 Corinthians
请我要做你的父我们的反应好像很不活跃哈、哦、呀我上次讲过了我讲过好多次了你们的回应你们的互动决定了讲道的品质你们希望听好的讲道还是很糟糕的讲道很糟糕的是不是那你们又决定你们的互动很重要我们再读一次好不好
Let's read it together
预备来我要 做你们的父你们要做我的最明显的例子就是我们所熟悉的浪子回头的故事。
So we all know the story of the prodigal son.
这跟旧约那个经文有一个共同点，就是他们本来都是神的儿女，而不是外人。
So there's a similarity that they're all God's son and daughter.
但是他们选择违背神而失去这儿女的身份。
But they choose to rebel against God.
只是神从来没有把他们当成外人。
But God never sees them as other people.
浪子这个浪子的故事，我想大家都非常的熟悉。
So we all know, probably really familiar with the lost son story.
那其实从这个故事，我们也看到我们自己的写照啊。
And also, we can see ourselves through the story.
我们并不是一出生就是浪子的，而是这个浪子自己决定一意孤行，在外面流浪受苦日子东西，这也不是他们真正想要的。
So we're not born wanderers, but by our stubbornness, we became one. After days of suffering, and we realize what this kind of life is not what we want.
原本拥有一个丰盛的生命可以拥有，他却不知要珍惜，硬要跑到外面去闯荡，直到穷途末路之后呢，醒悟过来而被恢复他那个儿女的身份。
So what we had, we didn't cherish till when we hit the wall and realize.
你看那个故事的结局，你看那个浪子。本来以为他，后来他以为他的身份只不过是配当一个仆人啊，不配当儿女了。
Let's see the ending of the prodigal son story. He thought he can only be restored as a servant.
可是当他痛改前非回到家里的那一刻，他的儿子的身份其实就被恢复了。
But never he thought that when he repented, his sonship was restored.
并且享受到只有儿子才能够享受的特权。
And also enjoy the special treatment as a son.
例如袍子、戒指、鞋子、宴席等等。
Such as a robe, ring, shoes, and a banquet.
其实我们今天也是如此，不管你现今的状况如何，可能你的心已经离家出走了，偏离主的心意了。
So same as us, doesn't matter where you are and what you did. Maybe in the past, your heart's already wandering away.
但是请不要继续在外流浪、闯荡、煎熬了。不管过去如何，你仍是神所爱的儿女。
But wander no more. Doesn't matter what you did in the past. You are still sons and daughters of God.
所以回家吧。在天父的家中，你的身份是可以被恢复的。
So come back to your heavenly Father's home. Your life will not be the same.
有些人呢，他错误的以为说恢复神儿女的身份，哦，那是等死后到天家才开始的。
So some people mistakenly think you only can become sons and daughters after you die.
只要你现在这个时刻愿意回家，也就是回到天父的怀抱。那一刻你就可以马上恢复这个身份了。
But if you are willing at the moment, your identity will be restored.
在约翰福音第一章十二到十三节这样告诉我们。
So first John,
我们一起来读这段经文好不好？
Let's read together.
预备，请。就是信他名的人，他就做他名的儿女，做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生，不是从行欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。好，简单的说，只要你现在愿意信靠并接受耶稣做你的救主，你就可以马上恢复神儿女的身份了。
So simply say, if you are willing to receive Jesus as your Savior, you immediately restore to your sonship.
你就觉得，哎呀，这有这么样的容易吗？
So you would ask, say, is that that simple?
其实这样子的一个儿女身份的恢复是有根有据的，而且还有圣灵来亲自为你作证的。
So I have proof, and also your Holy Spirit testified to it too.
因为在罗马书第八章十六节这样说。
So books of Romans chapter 8.
我们一起同声来读好吧？预备，请。
For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So the spirit will testify that we are God's children.
当你恢复儿女身份之后呢，从今以后，我们就要做一个顺命的儿女，而不要再成为一个被盗的儿女。
Of course, when our sonship is restored,We should be obedient child, not rebellious anymore.
在彼得前书一章十四节这样提醒我们。
And then First Peter reminded us.
他说：“我们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。”
He says, "As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had."When you lived in ignorance.
同时在哥林多后书六章十七节到十八节也这样说。
And also he said in Second Corinthians.
他说你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的。
It says, therefore, come out from them.And be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean things, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
所以我们既然成为神的儿女，我们一举一动就要恢复像神那圣洁公义的形象，使别人看见我们就看见神的形象。
So since we are children of God, we need to imitate Him, His righteousness. When people see us, they will see the image of God.
所以在约翰一书三章一到二节这样说。
So that's why in 1 John chapter 3 says,
他说你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。 亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
How great is the love of the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
还有一个恢复神的儿女，一个最重要的就是我们将来还可以承受产业。
And also, as sons and daughters of God, we will receive our inheritance in the future.
在启示录21章第7节这样说。
So in Revelation 21,
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read together.
预备，请。
He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be his.
我们要得胜的要承受这些为业啊。
So all the overcomers will inherit.
我们今天是很多人都梦想说，哦，我们可以成为有钱人的孩子多好。
So many people dream about having a rich parent.
但其实全世界最有钱的人也没什么了不起的，因为我们的天父乃是最富有的。全世界全宇宙都是他的。
Even the richest parents in the world is nothing compared to our Heavenly Father, because the world, the universe are all his.
所以我们可以将来可以承受产业的，天父给我们那种不是只有这个物质的产业，是属灵丰盛的产业的。
Also, our inheritance does not limit it to the physical, but also spiritual.
这是可以成为他的儿女，是多么光荣的身份啊。
So what a blessing to be God's sons and daughters.
所以这个是我们需要恢复的。
So we need to restore
this identity. 第二个我们需要恢复的是妻子的身份。
So second one, we need to restore our identity as a wife.
好，让我们一起来读以赛亚书54章5到6节。
Let's read Isaiah 54.
预备，请。在旧约呢，神主动与以色列立约，要做他们的丈夫。
So, God made a covenant with Israel to be her husband.
丈夫跟妻子的关系呢，必须是彼此相属的。
So, husband and wife's relationship is they're having each other.
所以在雅各书二章六节，他这里讲到说，良人属我。我也属他，这样的彼此相属，多么美好啊！
So that way says, my lover is mine, and I am his.
然而世人却不珍惜这样的福气，竟在信仰上如同淫妇一样不守妇道，离弃了真神，他们的丈夫。
But people did not cherish such relationship, committed spiritual adultery, left God, their husband.
你想想看啊，好像被他心爱的这个妻子所背叛，作为丈夫，他心中是多么痛苦，多么难过。
So we can imagine how hurtful it is, being betrayed by his beloved wife.
因此，神呢，他心中极其悲哀的，他这样说，在耶利米书31章32节。
So that's why God says in Jeremiah.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
They broke my covenant, to them.
当时世人犯罪，在宗教道德上一再背叛神，竟去崇拜外邦偶像假神，并且行恶来得罪神。
At that time, people rebelled against God, bowed to other idols, and did evil.
于是呢，神就容许他们受苦，他们被糟蹋，如同被人离弃的妻子一样。
So God allowed them to suffer.
然而即便他们沦落到这样窘困的光景当中，神却不轻看他们，仍招呼他们，希望他们有一天能够回来破镜重圆，重新和好。
Even that, God's still calling them, hoping they will return one day.
所以以赛亚书第54章5到6节就这样说。
So that's why Isaiah said in chapter 54.
他说，因为造你的是你的丈夫，万军之耶和华是他的名，救赎你的是以色列的圣者，他必称为全地之神， 耶和华召你，如同召被离弃、心中忧伤的妻，就是幼年所娶被弃的妻。这是女神所说的。
So for your Maker is your husband, the Lord Almighty is his name, the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all earth. The Lord will call you back, as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young, only to be rejected.
我们看见很可惜。当神所心爱的妻子在旧约当中，他们这样来来去去，离弃又回来又离弃，一再的这样子的背叛，我想做始终没有回头，让神实在是伤透他的心了。
So sadly, in the Old Testament, you can see Israel come back and forth and never really truly returned.
到了新约时代，我们看见神仍然给他们机会，也给我们机会。
And in, the New Testament time, God still gave us chance and gave them chance.
对于我们这些神所爱的儿女，同样的，他也把我们当成妻子，希望我们能够回头，并且也为他的妻子付上极大的代价。
And he will look at us as his beloved wife, and he pay a dear price for us too.
他借着基督爱教会，并且为教会舍己这样的大爱来爱他的妻子。
So he said, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up to her.
Yeah, 我们一起来读以弗所书五章二十五节。
Let's read Ephesians 5:25.
预备，请。
Love your wives just as Christ loved the church.
正如基督爱教会，为教会。在今天我们看见教会就是基督的心腹。
We see church is his bride.
那请问谁是教会？
And then who's the church?
是这一个建筑物吗？
Is this building?
这个是教堂。
This is called a church building.
教会是我们每一个人。
We are his church.
我们就是基督的心腹，就是他的新娘子。
We're all bride of Christ.
要我们是做可以作为这个基督的心腹，是何等的有福啊！
So what a blessing.
人竟然可以成为神的妻子，那样的亲密，那样的共属，多么的福分。
So can you imagine what a blessing it is? You can become the bride of Christ.
可见他不计前嫌，完全的接纳，并且慎重的预备一个羔羊迎娶的宴席，在将来要迎娶我们这些新娘子。
So he fully accepted us and prepared a wedding banquet to welcome his bride in the future.
正如同他借老约翰所预言的，在启示录那里所说的。二十一章第二节，我们一起来读好吗
？Let's read Revelation 21.
北请。
Holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
神用一个盼望来等候，我们想神要来迎娶我们，但是我们要用盼望来等候新郎来迎娶。这就是我们作为基督心腹在世上所应当预备的。
So God prepared us a beautiful city, but what we need to do is expecting our bridegroom to come at any time.
我们当中许多人有担任妻子的，那在人世界当中做一个妻子应当做什么呢
？So we have many wives among us. So what are our duties?
啊，现在的妻子跟以前的妻子不一样啊。现在的以前的是要三从四德，但是现在的妻子是新三从四德。不知道，不一样的三从四德，但是做神的妻子不一样了。
But it's different as a God's bride.
你也不用放心，也不需要做什么三从新三从四德，那些也都不需要了。
So we can get rid of the old rules.
你也不需要担心什么都不会做，你只要对主忠诚，单属于他，不再移情别恋就可以了。
So all we need to do as a Christ bride is we need to be faithful.
哦，你说这样太容易了。
So say it's easy.
其实不容易了，因为在旧约以色列民当中的例子告诉我们，其实是不容易的。
But it's not easy for the examples that they gave us in the Testament.And then we can see it's not that simple.
但我们要彼此鼓励，我们要坚持下去，等候我们的新郎来迎娶我们。
We need to encourage other to be faithful and waiting for our husband.
那最后一个我们需要恢复的身份是朋友的身份。
So the third one we need to restore our identity of a friend.
然后我们一起来读约翰福音十五章十四到十五节。
Let's read Book of John chapter 15.
来，预备，请。神真的愿意成为人的朋友吗？我想很多人都有这样的一个怀疑，怎么可能？
So I think many people might doubt, does really God want to be a friend of man?
然后我过去总以为说我们成为我们的神这样子的伟大，高高在上，一个全能伟大，掌管万有，高高在上，这样的无法测度，遥不可及的神，怎么可能跟我们这些一群这种渺小微不足道，如同蚂蚁一样微不足道这样的人跟他成为朋友呢？
So I used to think that God is almighty, have authority, high and lofty, control everything untouchable, and we're only his people, like ants, small, insignificant.
我们顶多像一只小绵羊哈，可以跟随他就不错了啊，不要因为这个迷路常常被赶来赶去，所以常常被他管教修理呀、啊，所以不要把我们当成畜生就不错了啊，怎么可以把我们当成朋友？
A little better that we are like sheep, easily get lost and needs to be disciplined from time to time.
甚至我们信主之后，哎，他是我们的主人，我们只不过是仆人，要乖乖的像奴隶般无怨无悔的侍奉他，这样才对啊。
And then even after we put our faith in Him, we think we're as human being, we're God's servant.
即使这些都我们对基督的这种印象错误的理解，我们自己的身份。
Those are all wrong assumptions.
没有错，我们是渺小与伟大的神之间，我们是有很大的落差的。
Of course, there are big difference between us and God.
但是神不是那样高高在上，这样很严厉，那样威武的。虽然神是公义，但是他也是一位慈爱的神。
God is not only Almighty; He's also righteous, loving.
而且他慈爱到一个地步，愿意成为人的朋友。
And He's willing to be our friend.
那既然他愿意成为我们朋友，是不是只有在新约耶稣基督的时代才来到世上以后，然后才成为我们的朋友呢？
So many people believe that God only became our friend during the New Testament time when Jesus came.
那所以旧约的神，很多人误会旧约的神是严厉的，是杀人不眨眼的神，是这样子吗？
What about the God in the Old Testament?
没有，其实在旧约当中，我们可以看见亚伯拉罕他被称为神的朋友，
But we can see in the Old Testament, Abraham was called the friend of God.
还有以诺与神同行三百年，哇，可以跟你就像朋友一样，可以同行三百年啊。
And also Enoch walked with God 300 years.
所以神不是高高在上的，威严不可侵犯，可以亲密到朋友般的这与人同行的。
So that shows us that God is not high and lofty. He's gentle as a friend who walks with
us. 那摩西也有相同的经历，你看摩西与神面对面说话，好像朋友说话一般呢。
And also, Moses talked to God face to face.
除此之外，我相信约伯也有同感，因为他这样说：愿人得与神辩白，如同人与朋友辩白一样啊。
And also Job, on behalf of a man, he pleaded with God as a man pleads for his friend.
Yeah, 他又说，如壮年的时候，那时我在帐篷中，神待我有如密友之情哎。
And also he said, for the days when I was in my prime, when God intimate friendship blessed my house.
你说这些都是特例啊？当然，你看我们看见神用比喻跟人的关系的这本书叫雅各书，他也提到说众。耶路撒冷的众子女子啊，这是我的良人，这是我的朋友哎。
And also God says, "This is my lover, this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem."
在箴言十八章二十四节，还有我们最熟悉的这一段话，他说：“滥交朋友的自取败坏，但有益什么？朋友比弟兄更亲密。”这个朋友是谁？就是我们的神啊。
And also we know the Proverbs verses really well. A man of many companies may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than the brother.
所以这一些都一再说明神原本在旧约时代就一直很乐意的愿意成为人的朋友。
So So all this tells us God is willing to be our friends.
而且他也很认真的，也真正的成为许多人的朋友。
And also he did become many people's friends.
所以神与人之间朋友的关系在旧约就有了，但是人却选择背弃甚至出卖朋友，做一些违背神心意的事情。
Since God wants to be friends of man, but man choose to desert him, even betray him.
所以我们感受到神很遥远，不愿意做我们。事实上，不是神不愿意做我们朋友，而是我们选择不做神的朋友，甚至还做他的敌人，来抵挡他、攻击他、毁谤他。
So sometimes we feel God is far away, but it's not God not willing to be our friend; it's us choosing not to be His.
因此，我们需要恢复神跟人之间那朋友的身份。
So that's why we need to restore our identity as a friend.
那请问什么是朋友呢
？And I ask you, what is a
friend? 什么是真正的朋友呢
？The true friend.
那以我们世界的价值观来讲，我们结交朋友，我们大家都有朋友，是不是？但是结交朋友似乎都是为了自己图谋自己的好处，所以我们就喜欢结交广交朋友，广交益友，而不叫损友。
So based on the world will, the purpose of making friends is to benefit from it. So that's why we're trying to make beneficial friends, not sacrificial friends.
但是我们交益友，就算我们交到益友，也全部都是利益上的啊，对你有益的朋友，也可能是精神上的。
So we have many beneficial friends, but it's not all material reasons. They have some psychological reasons too.
比如说球友哈、乐友哈、棋友。画友哈，这个网友哈，上网哈，笔友等等这些共同兴趣爱好的这些朋友。
So we have some friends. We have the same interests like soccer buddies, pen pals, internet chat room friends.
有一些可以彼此切磋哈，可以提升我们生活质量，啊，这些都很好的。
So those friends we can chat with each other and satisfy our psychological mental needs.
但是有一个朋友是不一样哦，耶稣却成为税吏和罪人的朋友，因为他结交朋友不是为了自己的利益。
But Jesus is different. He chose his friend as tax collectors and sinners to be his friend because he's not doing so to benefit himself.
如果以我们的标准来讲，我们结交朋友是为了我们有益处，结交益友对我们有益处。那耶稣可能没有一个人配交 当他的朋友了，因为没有一个人配做他的朋友，对耶稣来讲没有什么益处。
So if we only make a beneficial friends, and Jesus probably he cannot make any friends because nobody cannot compare to him.
而且耶稣说，他自己还说，以后我不再称为你们仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我称你们为朋友，因为我从父那里所听见，已经都告诉你们了。
That's why Jesus said.I no longer call you servant because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I'll call you my friend. For everything I learned from my father, I have made known to you.
其实我们连当一个仆人都可能都不配，可是神耶稣基督却把我们当朋友。
We're probably not even worth to be his servant, but Jesus called us his friend.
我认识很多很成功，在外在看起来很成功的人，可是他在他自己的这个见证当中，他发现说。当他需要帮助的时候，他电话里面有几百个朋友，但是他不知道打给谁。我不晓得你有没有这样的经验。
So I know some successful people, but they told me when they need help, he can browse through all the phone record for hundreds of friends, but he doesn't know who to call.
所以我相信说，真正的好朋友其实只有一个就够了。
So I believe the true friend is only one.
当我们拥有这一个朋友，而且是真正理解我们真正能够解决我们一切问题的朋友，其实就胜过一切。
So when you have such a friend, it's better than everything in the world.
因为他是你悲伤中的安慰，是你患难中的帮助，他是体恤你的软弱，可以分担你的愁苦。
So he comfort, he is your comforter and helper, and he understands your weakness. He will share your worries.
世上的朋友会离开你，甚至背叛你。但是你不用担心这位朋友会离你而去，更不会伤害、出卖你。
So your worldly friends will desert you, and then they will leave you. But you never have to worry that this friend will never harm you.
你知道这位朋友是谁吗
？Do you You know who he is?
叶牧师，错了。耶稣基督啊，难怪有这么多诗歌取名叫我宁愿有耶稣啊，有主胜过万有啊，你是我全所有啊，耶稣恩友，最知心的朋友等等这些歌。
So that's why there are many songs singing about I'd rather go to Jesus. Jesus is my best friend.
所以我们要恢复，我们要恢复与神之间的关系，成为主的朋友，其实只有一个办法。
So there's only one way to restore our friendship.
就是我们要遵守他的吩咐。
We need to obey his command.
在约翰福音15章14节。
So John 15:14.
好，我们一起来读这段节经节，好不好？
Read together.
预备，请。
You're my friend if you do what I command.
哇，太好了，我们可以成为神的朋友，就这么简单啊。
So we say, oh, it's easy. We can become friend of God.
那你说遵守主的吩咐，哇，这个意思是不是说要对他的命令采取消极无奈的接受，而且百依百顺，毕恭毕敬，不敢违抗？
So do you think that by obeying God's command is what we do? It's treated with a negative attitude.
其实遵守神的吩咐乃是对我们最大的保护。
But God's command is for our protection.
因为人会错，但是他的话绝不会错。
Because man can make mistakes, but God will not.
所以神所吩咐的就是神的话，它是我们脚前的灯跟路上的光，可以正确的指引我们每一天的道路。
So that's why his word is lamp to our feet.
可以免去我们迷失走冤枉路。
Could help us walk straight and avoid stumbling around.
那圣经中有很多我们要遵守的这些教训，但是我们如果达不到这个标准，也不要灰心。
There's so many commands in the Bible. Nobody can perfectly obey them all.
我们只能尽我们最大的努力去完成。
But don't lose heart. What we can do is try.
那你会问说，那到底神要我们吩咐，要我们的命令到底是什么？
So you will ask me, what's the most important command?
其实最简单的就只有两个，一个是大命令，一个是大使命。
So there are two command, great command and the great commission.
那大命令呢，就是彼此相爱，对内的。
It's to love God and love people, love each other.
那大使命呢，是对外的，是福音广传。
The Great Commission is to outside to make disciples of all nations.
所以对内来讲，我们要爱神，我们要爱人，尤其彼此相爱，因为教会是一个充满爱的地方。
So inside, we need to love God, love people, and love each other.
那对外呢？神吩咐我们要使万民做主的门徒。教会不是四面墙啊，里面的人相爱到一个地步，我们就要能够有对外的行动。
So outside is when we go out of church. It's not only within the four walls of church, but we need to go out.
这样我们就可以成为主的朋友。
And then we can become the friend of God.
最后，不管我们拥有多少不同的身份，这些头衔，其实世界上任何的再多的这些好的、这些令人羡慕的、这些引以为傲的这些身份，都不能保证我们会得救上天堂。
So it doesn't matter what social identity we have, we cannot go to heaven based on that.
也不能够带给我们人生真正的快乐跟满足。
Nor it can give us the true joy and satisfaction.
所以你如果还不是基督徒，我渴望你能够渴慕，愿意得着这样正确的身份。
So if you're not Christian yet, I encourage you to seek it out.
因为这样的身份是你在外面找不到的。
Because you cannot get it from anywhere else.
但如果你已经是基督徒，我盼望你能够尽速恢复这正确的身份。
If you're a Christian, I encourage you to restore those three identities.
因为今天神更看重的、更在乎的，并不是你在地上拥有多少傲人的这些身份地位，乃是在永恒价值当中你与他的关系。
So God doesn't care about your social status in this world. All he cares about what's your relationship with him in eternity.
所以成为基督徒之后，没有错，我们有很多的身份，使者、管家、这些仆人等等，我们有很多的身份，但最重要是我们跟他的关系啊。
So it's true.
不是工作，是关系。
It's true. We have a lot of identities as a Christian, ambassadors and servants, and but the most important thing is our relationship with him.
我们是不是愿意成为神的儿女，愿不愿意成为基督的心腹， 愿不成成为主的朋友。
So do we want to become his children, his bride, and his friend?
因为这三种身份的恢复对我们都非常的重要，因为这不但是攸关将来我们是否能够得着永恒宝贵的救恩，它也决定了今生我们是否能够得享那丰盛喜乐的生命。
So those three identities are critical to us. They're not only relate to our eternal salvation, but also affect this life if we can enjoy this life with joy and blessing.
神给我们的教会的挑战如何的大？
So God gave us a big challenge.
我们也知道南城县未来的发展潜力非常的，我们有非常的大的潜力。
And we know our potential in South Orange County.
上次我跟大家报告了，在未来的五年当中，在尔湾会增加30,000个华人。
So as I reported to you, according to statistics, in the next 5 years there will be 30,000 more Chinese people coming in.
你可以想象给神给我们的挑战何等的大。
So I can see the challenges in front of us.
我们的眼光绝不能指向一只鸡，除非我们能够重新得力，如鹰展翅上腾，我们才能够完成使命。
So we cannot have a vision of the chicken, but we need to have the vision of eagle.
因此，让我们一起彼此鼓励，努力来恢复这属于我们应当有的三种正确的身份，好吗？
So let us encourage each other and restore our true identities.
没有人理我，好吗？我们好的话一起说阿们。阿们，让我们一起起立，我们来回应。
Let's all rise and let's sing a song.
Yeah.